This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. A century is a long time, especially for the arts, which is what made Theatres Cirque Moriaz, or TCM's, 100th anniversary such an exciting moment. On April 25th, a sold-out celebration brought more than 200 people together in St. Boniface to commemorate Canada's oldest continuously operating francophone theatre. Artistic and executive director Genevieve Pellier says the evening was a testament to the theater's deep roots and community connection.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's heartwarming. It feels like we're on the edge of a new era, so that's really, really fun.
Founded in 1925, TCM has evolved alongside its audience, embracing its Métis and Francophone heritage, while growing with the diversity of newcomers.
It has been part of this community. It resembles its community. The Winnipeg community in general is changing. The faces are changing. Voices are changing. And the key to the success is to be able to evolve with those voices and listen and be there so that they can themselves voice themselves on stage and us as an audience be able to receive the newness of that.
Pellier attributes the company's longevity to this ability to evolve.
You know, it's a huge mix, and the diversity of it is why I think we're still here.
As part of the centennial celebration, TCM announced the appointment of Mary-Eve Fontaine as the new artistic director and co-executive director, effective July 2025. Fontaine, a native of St. Boniface and longtime theater artist, will be the sixth person to take on the role in TCM's history. Pellier, who has led the company for 12 years, called the transition bittersweet, but exciting.
It's going to be really exciting to see the next person, Marie Fontaine, take the reins and see where she wants to go with this. Because every single director has had a real hand, a real vision, and I'm very excited about that.
Reflecting on her own journey, Pellier recalled attending her first TCM show as a 16-year-old student, which captivated her and planted the seeds of a career in theater.
For sure, I was in school, and because we do a lot of school matinees, and it was in the CCFM, and it was called Le Temps des Lilas, so the lilac moment. So I guess it's that effervescent moment where lilacs stay with us only for a very, very short time. And it was a beautiful play on that stage with a big tree, a lilac tree.
She later participated in TCM's Youth Festival, which has now run for over 55 years and continues to nurture new generations of storytellers. Despite some challenges from relocating the theater in 2010 to adapting through a post-pandemic world, TCM has remained a pillar of creativity. As TCM steps into its second century, Pellier says she is optimistic about what is in store for Francophone theater. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.